Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, April Fool's Day plus Donnie Baker, poop soup, and hiding alcohol right after this.
Worries over the world have got you feeling down. And you're looking for some radio that is pretty good. America's number one music comedy show, Bob and Tom. They're usually pretty good.
Except on Mondays.
Thank you, Bob. We're not known for our Monday shows.
Might have been
overstayed. Yeah. Mondays.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Yes, we know it's April Fool's Day.
Tom hates April Fool's Day.
Hey, your car got someone smashed your car windows in the parking lot. April Fool.
Oh, God, that's witty. This is the day that the witless try to be funny.
Oh, wow.
April Fool.
Okay, we got a lot coming up that's not foolish, but important and fun. Our engineer, of course, is the legend himself, Ace Cosby.
Hello, friends.
And Ace was doing some research on how many concerts he's been to, and it's a lot. But we're looking forward to going to see Kiss on tour this summer, among many great shows. Speaking of concert tours, you may or may not have heard this. Mick Jagger has an undisclosed illness, and they have postponed the
for a month, the Rolling Stones tour, which was supposed to
Ace,
kick off.
Ace, can I have your squeegee?
In Miami on April 20th. Yeah.
Isn't he like 75 or something?
So what?
He's 75.
So yeah. What?
All those blues greats.
So let's dance.
All those blues greats played until they were in their 80s. In fact, who was just saying that? Steve Miller was saying that over the weekend. There's a huge guitar and rock exhibit, I believe, at the Met in New York that features, among other things, the dual-necked guitar.
So you'd get up.
That
you'd go to New York City, get a hotel, get a cab, drive over to this place.
Check.
Walk in and go, yep, there's a guitar, all right.
Yeah.
Make a day out of it.
It might be fun.
It's a nice museum. You could
make it. Make a day out of it.
Don Felder from the Don Felder, former Eagle, is going to be our guest later this week. And Don Felder was featured playing the famous guitar that he would play live with the Eagles when they would do Hotel California.
And they have that guitar on display?
Steve Miller, one of his guitars. They have the Muddy Waters guitar. They had Chuck Berry's original guitar. They've got the synthesizer from Emerson, Lake & Palmer. It's kind of cool.
Why are these not at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
This exhibit is in New York with cooperation of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, gotcha.
Just kind of cool. You've ever been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
Oh.
Yes. Weren't the inductions this weekend?
Yes, they were.
They were last Saturday.
Roxy Music.
There's a new sensation. Rhododendron.
I'd like to do an album
of that rocks, all right.
Dracula sings Roxy music.
love is the drug.
I think they already did that.
Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom news desk. What's going on over there?
A theme park in Indonesia has censored a pair of mermaid statues. The park is called Angkor Dreamland. It's in Jakarta, where they have wrapped gold fabric around the statues that depict mermaids with bare breasts.
I never thought Jakarta really existed. I thought it was a movie place. We're going to go to Jakarta.
Krakatoa. It's west of Java, you know.
Spokeswoman Rika Lestari told the BBC We're in the process of reshaping ourselves to be a family-friendly amusement park.
Not a boob-statued filth land.
No, one observer said, quote, it's located by the beach, and they are mermaids, and you wouldn't see a mermaid covered with cloth like that.
That's because mermaids are fake. You wouldn't see a mermaid because they're not real.
How do you know that?
Oh, God.
Will you do the joke of the day? He won't stop staring at his paper and looking around. Will you hit the thing, please?
Oh, God.
He's a mermaid. He's Cosby.
What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
Why do mermaids wear seashells? Because B shells are too small and D shells are too big.
All right. Makes sense.
Really more of an informational, more of a news story, actually.
So this guy says you wouldn't see mermaids
wearing bare breasts.
Or wearing tops.
No, you would see them with bare breasts. You wouldn't hoots. See them with a piece of fabric over their breasts.
Oh, God.
They let the jugs flopping.
Now, didn't they say that they thought
no,
that
they put their hair over there.
The origin of mermaids, do you remember what this they thought it was?
Yeah, they were actually like manatees and stuff, right?
So how long do you have to be at sea before you look at a manatee and go, look at her, she loves me. She is so beautiful. I mean, really? That's kind of an insult to every woman out there. You would never go up to a lady and go, wow, Shelly, you look like a manatee.
Why, wait a minute. Shelly.
Yes.
Mermaid.
I'm trying to continue.
Ace, is that your joke next time?
I'm trying to continue with our theme.
Shelly and Sandy Mermaid.
Where was this park again?
It was in Jakarta.
Jakarta.
That's a famous theme park.
Jakarta? Oh, really?
Absolutely. One of the world's most famous. Absolutely.
You mean the whole country's a theme park?
No. That particular theme park. I forget the name of it, but I'm not.
Uncold Dreamland.
Jakarta World?
I bet it sucks.
Yeah. they don't have ice.
It's no Disney World.
You know,
it's dangerous. Right. They don't have the kind of standards we have here. They have the molten lava log ride. When you get splashed on that baby, you get serious burns. Oh,
where is Jakarta? Anyone?
I bet there's a lot of fezzes. Fezzes in Jakarta? I bet there are fezzes all over Jakarta.
I don't think that's the place.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
You're thinking of Morocco.
Nope. It's Jakarta.
Rick, have you seen my fez? I need to wear a fez, Rick. I don't know.
It's on the northwest coast of the island of Java. Where the hell's that?
There's no gambling here.
Sorry, there's no gambling here.
Here are your weenings, General.
Rick. Play it, Sam. You played it for him, you can play it for me.
That's my line.
Damn it, Peter.
Hello, Bob and Tom's show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
You're right about Jakarta. Every time I hear Jakarta, it's always in them watch and jewelry commercials. We've mined these minerals from Jakarta and made this one, or Tag Heuers. I think that's the Twin Cities.
What?
Whatever it is, if they got a theme park, good luck competing with Pigeon Forge. Their fame. I just wanted to call in today and make it clear from the start, there ain't nothing I hate more than April Fool's Day.
I agree.
I swear to God, Tom, you ever think, imagine being a boss and having to fire somebody on this date?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Half the time, a person you let go is going to show up next day because they thought it was a big prank for April Fool's.
Sure.
It's like an amateur hour for people who think they're good at being clever and stuff.
I agree.
I bet them people, I forget what you're called, the people that do, I don't know what you call them, they do psychic readings. I bet they hate April Fool's Day.
Psychics?
Medium.
But then again, if whatever they're making up don't come true, they can just say April Fool's and get off scotch-free.
Oh, good point.
But the fact remains, April Fool's gets me all riled up because people ain't fooling you. They're basically just lying to you.
Exactly.
I bet people working drive-thrus love this day, though, because if they forget your order or don't hold the pickles proper, they got a factory-made excuse backed up by an everyday planner and a standard galactic calendar. It ought to be illegal for stores to sell pregnancy tests on this day, too. State law.
That is a good idea, actually.
Hey, I'm pregnant. April Fool's. Mm-hmm. Oh, damn, because I was going to stay and help you raise that baby. No, I wasn't. April Fool's. You know, I remember when I was a little kid, one April Fool's Day, my mom's boyfriend, Digby, He told me he's running the store to get some skull bandits for us. And said he'd be right back. I never seen him again.
Yeah.
And to this day, I can't decide if Digby was just a dick or he pulled off the greatest April Fool's prank ever. I swear to God. Digby. I think we should pass new legislation that if you're over the age of 11 and you pull an April Fool's Day prank on somebody, that person gets to rabbit punch you in the kidneys till there's bloody discharge in your mud.
Yes. Yes.
Then we could yell back, April Stools.
Nice.
Because I'll say it like this. You try April Fool's and me out of self-defense, I'll choke you up till your larynx is full of mucus and feedback. You'll never speak again. You'll have to make Morse codes out your fart box just to order pizza next time you order pizza.
Wow.
Then they'll put you on bed rest and spoon feed you milk of amnesia. God, I hate this day.
Go, go, baby.
Yeah, really fired up.
You know, milk of amnesia, not only does it get you regular, it makes you forget your troubles. I hate to say it, I agree with Donnie.
What's milk of magnesia?
It's some
like Pepto,
kind of,
isn't it?
Oh, is it? Makes your stomach settle or something?
Is it a, I don't know. I've never had to take it.
Well, you take the magnesia and you milk it.
Oh, okay.
Is it for diarrhea or something? I don't know.
I don't know. I always saw the commercials as a kid. And I never.
Yeah.
When you're driving in your Chevy and your pants are kind of heavy.
Diarrhea.
Boy, oh boy. That was amazing. Two grown people having a little duet.
When you're diarrhea. Sliding into home and your pants are full of foam.
I never liked that one. I never got it. It's not foamy, really.
Well, you've done it. You've obviously never had diarrhea.
Isn't it poetic license when you're writing a song?
Yeah, diarrhea is a word I can never remember how to spell it.
Yeah, me either.
And all those venereal diseases. Josh, how do you spell gonorrhea?
G-A... Oh, yeah. I have no idea.
Look at the bottle. That's not fair.
No clue.
Don't look at your prescription.
Well, we've certainly been talking about it enough. We should probably delve into the world of April Fool's Day.
Real quick, milk of magnesia used as an antacid or laxative.
Oh, okay. There we go.
If it's not very funny and it's running hot and runny, gonorrhea. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Hot.
Oh, God. You know, if you Google this, there are thousands of these.
Verses of God.
Oh, my
diarrhea.
God. Yes.
When it runs down your leg like a big scrambled egg.
See, again, scrambled eggs shouldn't really be runny.
Yeah, maybe if it was over easy, but then again. You
When you're climbing up a ladder and you're hearing something splatter.
Oh, right.
Oh, boy.
How about this one? This is a variation on the baseball analogy. When you're sliding into first and your pants begin to burst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
When you wake up in the morning and your sphincter starts exploding. One morning it exploded. Don't even.
Moaning? You said, what do you say? What are you, moaning there? Yeah. Good moaning.
Again, it's a near rhyme. We'll move on. What else have you got over there?
Well, we're going to talk about April Fool's Day. I have some historical facts about April Fool's Day.
Okay.
In 1698, in what is purported to be the first April Fool's prank, people of London were told to go see the annual ceremony of the washing of the lions.
Yes.
When people would show up to the Tower of London, there was no such ceremony.
They were so outraged.
The washing of the lions?
They murdered the mayor.
Yeah. Wow. What year was that?
1698.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but imagine the level of communication in those days. You'd have to walk there.
Right.
Or take a horse. People, I can see why. Because how many people at that time had seen a lion?
Exactly. I mean, I would have gone.
Heck yeah. You want to see a lion?
Then you get there.
Maybe you did go. Maybe you guys were there in a former life.
Maybe.
No, but again, it's the whole thing. They walk all the way. We were just kidding. People would stone you.
Terribly sorry. Just kidding.
Terribly sorry.
Oh, that would have been a fun jape.
So in other words, you were lying.
Yeah.
Or in this case, lying.
Oh.
Okay. He thinks that's the funniest thing that's happened all morning. Hey, it was lying, a lion, you know, a lion.
I just thought of that, and I wasn't even intending. Never mind.
In 1957, a news broadcaster told his British audience that the town of Ticino had an exceptional spaghetti harvest.
Really?
This is one of the most famous pranks of all time.
I've never heard of this in my entire life.
Spaghetti incident?
Yeah,
what?
That was,
me either.
chick, you love documentaries. There's a documentary about this prank.
Even I wouldn't watch a documentary about
While
this
some
prank.
Were upset that the BBC aired a fictional segment, others asked how they might grow their own spaghetti at home.
Well, you know how to grow spaghetti.
How?
You have to plant the couscous around April 20th.
That's right. Yeah, it all grows into larger noodles.
Of course,
yeah.
In a spaghetti tree, of course.
And in 1996, Ed, Taco Bell announced on an April Fool's that it had purchased the Liberty Bell.
I don't remember that. That's funny.
Well, you know, Taco Bell food is good.
Sure.
Kind of like crack, I guess. Probably wouldn't want that analogy. I doubt if the ad agency thought of it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, why don't we tell people it's addictive?
Taco Bell, you'll swear it's crack.
Taco, taco, taco. You don't remember that jingle? Why am I the only one that remembers that jingle?
Which one?
Taco, 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 Taco Bell. Ding, ding,
that.
Ding. Do you
sure.
remember that one?
It just
that?
That's all it did.
Yeah, that was it.
And then the bell would go,
clang, clang, clang. Yeah,
sounds kind of memorable. I approve. Now,
Christy
Lee.
So basically they're saying in 1700 is when the big April Fool's was embraced, if you will. So it's been around a long time.
Again, it's really annoying.
On this date
so today at work when someone comes up to you and goes, hey, have you seen the parking lot?
Better go out there.
There's a moose crapped in your... T-top.
What? Hey, there's no moose crap in here.
I don't even have a T-top. Boy,
say,
am I a dumbass. You're such a good liar.
You got me, Phil.
Police in Florida are reminding spring breakers that they know when a sunscreen bottle's being used to hide alcohol.
When somebody's drinking out of it?
That's right. That's exactly right. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office wrote in a Facebook post, spring break fact. Hiding vodka in a sunscreen bottle only works if you don't let a deputy see you drink out of it.
Wow.
That doesn't seem like a very good idea.
No, it's got to, you can't get the taste.
It's got to taste like
I don't care how many times you rinse it out, yeah.
Yeah, you got
blood. It's like a pina colada.
Yeah.
You have a blood alcohol level of 0.20 SPF.
Yeah.
Why don't you just use a water bottle? Put your vodka in there. That's what I do at work.
Oh.
What have I said here? I My fault. I'm sorry.
That'd be kind of a rough gig, I think.
What?
Being a cop on the beach.
On spring break? Yeah.
Spring break. Well, Muldoon, we could either look for the Zodiac Killer or go bust a kid for drinking vodka out of a sunscreen bottle.
I smell a Paul Blart 3 script.
Having paid bail for someone on spring break, I'm quite familiar with the issues that
What'd that
on.
Cost you?
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
What's really, bail for a spring breaker?
$8,000.
What?
Yeah.
Well, surely they've paid you back in the time since. And,
certainly.
Oh, you get it back. If
yeah.
You, right, if they show up for their...
Yeah. He didn't run off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the thing, folks. If your kids are going to spring break, urge them to have the party in someone else's room.
Oh.
Gotcha. It wasn't Godwin. It was one of your children.
Right? No.
Godwin is one of his kids.
Yeah, Godwin is one of his children.
Yeah, and back to the original concept or here. What if you put whatever vodka into a can you get the taste of the
I can't imagine
sunscreen out
said,
of
though.
The bottle?
God.
Even
yikes.
It would I think the bottle would play tricks on your brain and make you think.
Yes.
I mean the bottle's going to smell and the lid and
I mean there are a number of other vessels one could transfer.
Yes. As Chick just said, man, a bottle of water.
Bottle of water.
Clear liquid in there.
Yeah. It looks like water. You can't tell I'm drinking vodka.
Jar of pickles.
You could do that. I think that would also maybe set off some alarms.
That could be the worst idea I've ever heard.
Yeah, it would set off some alarms.
I don't remember anybody. Hey, we're at the beach.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.